This is Casey Currents. I'm Susan Wilson.
And I'm Alex Smith, filling in for Sylvia Maria Gross.
Kansas City barbecue has legions of fans, both locally and around the country, thanks to a unique style that dates back to the 1920s. But some local barbecue lovers are working to link that culinary tradition to one with even deeper roots. Last Sunday afternoon, the second annual Kansas City Kosher Barbecue Contest took place in the parking lot of the B'nai Yehuda Synagogue in suburban Overland Park. The event drew a couple of thousand participants and teams from New York, Chicago, and St. Louis. Among the judges was Simon Majumdar from the Next Iron Chef on the Food Network. Alex Smith was there and met some of the participants.
Zev Nierenberg from New York.
Avi Schreiman, also from New York.
Our team name is Meat and Honey.
My name is Frank Mueller. Our team name is Cholesterol Smolesterol.
My name is Michael Dhaliwal. I'm from Highland Park, Illinois, and we're part of Team Farbring It.
I'm Chris Jones from Northern California.
What brought me out? Is that really the question? This is the barbecue capital of the world. There's nothing to talk about.
Kosher meat, of course, is to the Jewish dietary guidelines. Obviously, there's no pork. The animal has to be butchered a certain way. There can't be any blood in the animal.
Kansas City, it's a little difficult.
There's no kosher restaurants here.
There's no full-time kosher restaurant. We've got Hen House in Leawood as a kosher deli in the back, and they have a kosher bakery.
Many of our families who observe kashrut, or kosher eating, actually make our own food at home from scratch.
Having this competition gives them one time a year, which is like the best day of the year for them ever because they get to come in and have amazing barbecue.
We got here after Shabbat last night, so about sundown.
We've been out here smoking since about 9:45 last night.
I've been up since 8 o'clock yesterday morning.
And we drank all night, and we got to this point. It's 2 p.m. right now, the next day. It's been a long day.
We are ready for the adult pickle eating contest.
In kosher barbecue, all the food, everything, utensils, the food itself, even snacks that people bring in have to be certified kosher. So in this situation, instead of you bringing your own food in, your own beef, it is all supplied for you.
Everyone has the same smoker. Everyone's got the same choice of ingredients.
Everyone's on an even playing field. They're all kind of using the same stuff, and they've got to really, their methods and their recipes have to shine.
It is the first to finish two pickles. And these aren't small pickles, people.
I actually not have non-kosher barbecue before. So I can't really give you a straight-up comparison between the two.
Never had non-kosher barbecue.
I've never had non-kosher barbecue.
I have not, no.
I have had non-kosher barbecue.
It's pretty exciting. The difference is that with the kosher meat, they salt everything.
The meat is salted and rinsed a number of times to remove all the blood before it's cooked.
So I'm not used to that.
Whereas a lot of traditional barbecue, they'd be using very salted rubs to try and intensify flavor. That's already been done in the slaughtering process for kosher food.
It turns out you do a lot more sugar than you would normally, because normally you would do a 50-50 mix of sugar, salt. Kosher barbecue, you do a lot more sugar, a lot other seasonings.
I'm really happy with my ribs and my chicken, and we'll see what they think about my brisket.
It came out very good. Our turkey was excellent. Our brisket was a little chewy, but I think everything else was really, really good.
We didn't know what we were doing at all, so we just we added water and stuff. We did what everyone else was doing.
The overall Kansas City Bod Kosher Barbecue 2013, the grand champion is Full House Barbecue!
Well, my name's Simon Majumdar.
We have a celebrity judge, which is really incredible.
And I guess how most people know me as the mean English judge on Iron Chef and the Next Iron Chef. And I'm thrilled that so many people came and got to experience it and see something new and a different side of the Jewish community. I certainly did. I saw a whole new angle that I didn't know about. I come to Kansas City every year to cook at the American Royal, but now I'm probably going to come twice a year so I can be at the Kosher Barbecue Festival as well.
We appreciate you tuning in to Casey Currents. This show will be archived, along with all of our past shows, on the Casey Currents page at kcur.org.
You can also hear individual stories there, or sign up for our podcast, or find us on iTunes. Contact us at kcurrents@kcur.org or on Twitter at Casey Currents.
Casey Currents is produced by Sylvia Maria Gross. Alex Smith is our associate producer, and our intern is Monica Sandretsky. Our theme music is by Approach, and as always, I'm Susan Wilson.
And I'm Alex Smith. Sylvia will be back next week.